The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show on a Friday morning. Listen, watch, choice is yours. K-Rock, of course, YouTube. You can find us there live right now, streaming. And throughout the show today, we'll hook you up with things like Kings tickets and more details about the just-announced 33rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. What a lineup.
It's fine.
Thank you, Jake. I think it's better than just fine.
It is.
I have been attempting in many ways to, I don't want to say repair because that's too dramatic, but I've been attempting to work on my relationship at home because you, and this is something that everyone likes to joke about. There's no shortage of memes online, but the reality is you're married to someone 5 years, 10 years, throw a couple kids in the mix, both people working. It's very easy for the relationship itself to take a backseat to all of the stuff that has to happen. Because usually, I'm not saying you take each other for granted, but the reality is that at the end of the day, of the obligations, the responsibilities, the cleaning, the driving, the cooking, it just, you get to that point where everyone just wants to hop on the couch and look at their phones and call it a day.
No, you're talking about it yesterday. Wife forgets that you were...
I'm spicy. She forgets that I'm spicy in my core. Right. I'm spicy. And it's funny because yesterday I was explaining to her this woman that we were making fun of on the radio with the stupid 3-2-1 method or whatever, the 3-hour post this viral video. Terrible. The woman who said basically it's called the 3-hour night, and as soon as you put the kids down, you spend the first hour cleaning the kitchen together, you spend the second hour doing something just as a couple, and then you spend the third hour doing whatever you want to do individually. And I was explaining this to her, I'd be like, isn't this the dumbest thing you've ever heard? And she said, this sounds great.
Really?
No way. Are you serious?
She thought it was, she said, send me the video. I sent it to her.
It is a great theory. I just think it's too hard to put into practice.
Right. Three hours?
And
yeah.
I said to her,
I do not have 3 hours of any free time whatsoever.
Well, she said, she did the math though. She's like, you know, look, our kids go to bed sometime between 7 and 8, and usually we're up until 10, 10:30-ish. So, you know, there is the time kind of there. We're just not using it well. And I'm like, I think we're using it great. I'm passing out on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to the bathroom for 45 minutes. Not going to talk about what goes on in there.
That's your you time.
That's my me time. So anyway, she was saying how she thought it was a good idea. What she didn't realize is that last night, in my effort to try to make things spicy, I had planned an impromptu kind of spa night situation where I had a buddy of mine that said that he knew someone that would actually comes to the house with like a massage table, and they set it up in the living room or whatever, and they turn the lights down and they can do massages. And I said, like a real deal one or one of those happy endings?
Oh, yeah, my buddy swears by those.
Yeah, he said it's real deal, and he says it's actually cheaper than if you were to go anywhere. Like, you know, because the person, yep, it's all theirs, all their profit.
Yeah, because they're not renting out the room,
nothing,
the space.
Right. They're doing it right in your kitchen. So I texted a woman. She said, yeah, I'll be there. Told my wife, hey, got something planned tonight. So just after 8 o'clock, just know.
Why not a man, by the way?
For many reasons.
All jealousy related.
No, the real reason is because the number. In fact, I didn't even know because I texted this person. And a buddy gave me the number. Wasn't even sure until they arrived if it was a man or a woman. I was actually hoping. I watched the car pull up. I go, please be a woman.
Was it even two people?
No, it's just one woman. It wasn't a couples massage thing. She was going to do her then me or me then her. That was the
idea.
Oh,
that seems kind of...
Well, then I thought that we'd have an...
Isn't the point to do a couple's massage?
Nah. Are you like a massage cuckold? Like situation?
Yeah, you watch her.
Like sit there and watch.
That's right. Get the shoulder. Keep going.
Get those knots out.
Yeah.
Get
tension in her hips.
So the woman arrives, and I say to my wife, I say, welcome to spa night. And then I went to play a song that was a soothing song.
Welcome to spa night.
Right.
And you had a cape.
And she goes...
And your kids are asleep at this point, right?
Yeah, kind of. That's the problem. They were like still up, and they were all... Because they got...
Oh, man.
They got flu shots yesterday, so they were acting all... They were all sorts of hyped up yesterday because we gave them ice cream after they got flu shots.
Cool.
And then they were like... At that point, they just weren't sleeping. So she's like, I'm not going to be able to relax because the kids are still up, you know? And I said, no worries. I'll go first. You can...
What kind?
You can take care
of that. You're supposed to say at this point, no, I'm going to go put the kids down or something like that.
So I say...
You're like, well, I can.
So listen, I got no problem. I'll go down there to the room.
Oh my God.
This just sounds like an inconvenience.
It's only the beginning, Allie. So I go down into this room, and she's got the table set up, and she didn't say, it's also weird because she didn't say get naked or anything. She just says, I'll leave the room, let me know when you're ready, which I take as get naked, right?
Yeah, you usually just dress to your level of comfortability.
Yeah.
Which for me is nothing but undies.
Yeah, see, I had my underwear off, then I put it back on, then I was like off, and I was like, it's my house, I shouldn't feel weird about being naked. So I just...
Yeah, but it is weird because there's technically a stranger in your house who's going to touch you.
Yeah, I know, but it's massage. It's all on the up and up. So anyway, I decide I'm going to go no underwear, hop on
the
table.
Oh, look at you.
Damn, really?
Yeah, well, that's how she reacted to Omar.
Oh.
Because when she came back, I was under the sheet, but then she did the thing where she kind of like lifted the
adjusted
sheet up,
adjusted
the sheet, and then she made a reaction of like,
she did not.
Not like an E, but like you could tell she lifted it like she was going to lift it higher and then
they
saw.
They see that all the time. There's no way
Allie,
she reacted.
I could sense her reaction, and it was not.
No, you could sense.
That's what she said.
Then she ran out of the room.
So anyway, she starts doing the massage stuff. I'm happy. I'm fine. We get about
five
minutes into the massage. 5 minutes in.
It's fine.
Thank you. And I don't make any noise. I know some people like to give verbal ooh or harder or ah. I don't.
I'm like heavy breather.
I do nothing. Say nothing. I try to not move at all. It's actually the most stressful hour of my life getting one of those things.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't want to fart. I just want to slay. And
how
then,
is the? Only you could have a stressful,
so stressful,
neurotic massage experience.
In my head, I'm actually counting the clock. I'm going like, all right, that's got to have been 10 minutes already. Only 50 left. Let's just get through this. Come on.
Oh,
now.
My
Let's
God.
Just get, that's how most of my brain is for it.
Oh, I go, and there's then, 10 minutes in. I still have 50 minutes. Enjoy it.
And then I start hearing on the door the clawing of my dog trying to get in. Trying to get in like this. And I'm going, well, this is going to stop eventually. It can't keep going. And then I start hearing the... And then the whimpering starts. And then at one point, I'm yelling from where I'm getting the massage. I mean, she's got some soothing, you know, whatever music on. Like, real soothing, relaxing, like...
Sounds of the rainforest.
Yeah, like it's like, you know, this stuff is going on. And I'm yelling, hey! Can you get Jerry? Can you get Jerry? He's at the door.
Give him the peanut butter.
I got, and then I hear she yells down, the kids aren't sleeping. I go,
oh, no.
I'm getting him a son. Jerry's barking now. She goes, what? I go, just get Jerry. So she comes down. I hear her through the door going, come on, Jerry, let's go. And then 5 minutes later, I finally get calm again. And then I hear,
oh, my God, he's back?
Back. So my massage was the dog clawing at the door. And then I'm thinking, this dog's ruining the door now.
Why don't
he's
you just let the dog in?
Yeah, he misses you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what was going to happen. He would jump up on the table. I didn't know if he was going to eat the oil or something. I don't know what was going on. So that was like a terrible experience. Me yelling at her. And then I get my phone out and I start texting. Come on.
Oh, my God. You can't be touching your phone when you're having a massage.
So then my hour ended. And she goes, how was that? I go, well... You know, there were some things that were happening.
There were some ups and downs.
Some things that were distracting. And then I go to Danielle. I go, hey, it's your turn. She goes, I'm just not in the mood now for the massage.
No.
She goes, this last hour was very stressful here. I go, great. You can use a massage. She goes, we'll just do it again. So the woman left.
And she
had to pay for
No, she didn't. Luckily, I said to her, do I owe you for the other one? She goes, no, it's okay. Just the hour's fine.
No, said, it's okay. I didn't even do it.
and I said, I'll pay you for the hour. To be fair, neither of us are leaving happy. No one's happy
here. No.
Was your wife at least appreciative of the effort?
I don't know. I think, in theory, yes. But I also think
that's good.
Yeah, in theory, she said that could have been good. Or something like that.
Hey, that's progress.
Yeah, so I said, all right.
That's
good,
working towards fine.
It's a great chance for you to feel good about yourself or bad for society. Johnny doesn't know time on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Congratulations, you made it to your Friday morning. Entering the K-Rock studios as we speak is Postmaster Johnny. He's already been in here once this morning for some Alley Knows the News, Pick Your Poison Friday, where he performed well enough to tie the contestant, but boy, did he still say some things that were very, very stupid.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Hey, how you feeling? Morning, how's your confidence level right now?
Oh, it's very high. I'm always high. Yeah. Not like that, but like I'm always high on like confidence and gusto.
Yeah, Johnny doesn't do drugs.
No drugs.
I wish you did, because at least there'd be an excuse for some of the things you do and say. I mean, like, at least if you did drugs, we could say, look, if that guy was cleaned up, he'd probably be a decent guy. But we don't even have drugs as the excuse.
Yeah, like Eric from Sublime, he's missing all kinds of screws because of the years and years of drug use.
Johnny started doing drugs and became like some kind of savant.
Yeah,
that's what I'm afraid of, actually.
Why are you afraid of being smarter?
Wouldn't be afraid
Define
of that.
Define savant, Johnny.
Well, savant's like an idiot savant. My friends call me that. They're like, you're knowledgeable in like niche things, but like in a broad sense of things people should know, you don't know. Yeah. And I was like,
So here's how it works around here. Up for grabs tickets for you to see the LA Kings versus the Detroit Red Wings on November 16th at Crypto.com Arena. Got a pair of tickets for that now. We'll give another pair away a little bit later when we bring back the Dank Tank for your Thanksgiving ideas. All right, let's get to it. Daylight saving happened past weekend. People still confused about it, still can't figure out why it's so dark so early. And then we learned that Johnny doesn't even know more basic stuff about time. It's time for Johnny Doesn't Know Time.
Johnny doesn't know.
Big duty.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know. Oh.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
I'm not a soccer guy.
Johnny doesn't know.
Global soccer tournament that takes place.
In America or like in the world?
It's
Global! Never heard of it?
Not Olympics related.
All right.
A1A wanted to know, as far as time goes, will he know what it means when you want to say that there's someone hot and you say, a hot person, 3 o'clock?
No. No idea.
Like referencing where that is?
He would have no idea. I mean, I'll give you that as a sample question, Johnny, but if I were to say, look, check her out, 3 o'clock, would you know where to look?
Well, when you say 3 o'clock, instantly my brain thinks like, oh, there's 3 girls that are hot that are standing right there.
Okay.
So it's like,
yeah, he knows it. All right. Let's say hi to Mitchell from Simi Valley. Everyone will get a prediction. All you have to do is say, will Johnny know or will Johnny not know? You don't even need to know the answers, but you probably would because they're so super easy. Regardless, doesn't matter. It's just, will Johnny know or not know? Everyone who gets theirs right, Ali's going to write your name down. And then somebody will leave here with some tickets to the Kings, and everyone will leave here feeling better about themselves and worse about the future of the country. All right, Mitchell, here we go. You ready?
Yes. Good morning, guys. Sweet dad.
Good morning. All right. We'll start with an easy one. There are two states in the USA that have their own time zones. Will Johnny know what two states have their own time zones? He's thinking.
No.
He will not know.
Definitely not.
Good guess. If you want to watch along, we're on YouTube right now. You can look at Johnny's face. He is perplexed by this question.
Think in real time.
He's really thinking now. Johnny, two states that have their own time zone. What are those two states? He says you will not know. No confidence. Prove him wrong. Prove SMU right.
Are we talking about like states, like actual physical states?
Great question.
Because like I have a guess, but I'm thinking of like two different things and I don't think they're the same.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking Eastern time zone and Pacific time zone.
Right.
But you're asking for states.
That's also right.
Like California to New York.
Those would be states. Yes.
But what are you asking, though? Like, what was... I'm a little...
None of those questions cleared anything up.
Yeah, I know.
What are the two states in the USA that have their own time zones?
Arizona, because they don't do time zones.
Go ahead. Give me the other one.
There's more than one.
I said two. I said two.
You got half of them.
He said you would not know.
What's next to Arizona? Is that Mexico or New Mexico right there? Let's go New Mexico, too. They're right next to each other.
All right. Good job, Mitchell. You said he wouldn't know, and he had no idea.
Yes.
It's Alaska and Hawaii.
Why'd you say yes to Arizona then?
I didn't say yes. I didn't say yes to Arizona.
You guys both said yes.
I said yes.
Yes, but I would understand why he would say that because they don't do daylight
savings. Yeah, that, doesn't that count?
No, because they're still under one of the four time zones, which is Johnny's next question, believe it or not.
Yeah, but Alaska doesn't have his own time zone. It spans like four different time zones.
Listen, according to the actual time zone manual, the two states in the USA that operate by their own time zones that don't play by the other four are Alaska and Hawaii. Now, don't say too much because the next question for Johnny, which we will give to Daniel in Riverside, is Daniel, will Johnny be able to name the four time zones in the USA?
I'm going to have to go with no.
That's a great guess. He says you will not be able to. Johnny, what are the four time zones in the continental USA?
I said Pacific and Easterly, and then I'm going to say Northern. And why are you making that face?
I got caught up on.
I can see you. You're in front of me. I see you.
I got caught up on the word Easterly, but that's okay. Don't worry about me. I'm listening. I'm just listening. Don't worry about me. I am worried about you guys. I make reactions.
Okay. Go on.
I react. You could be right. Okay. I could be bluffing. Northern, Easterly,
Pacific. Like I said.
Yep.
There's no Southern one because that's pretty dumb. No Southern.
I don't know. Zone. We've heard a lot of. Other dumb.
But then I also think the other two options could be not Arizona, Alaska, and what was the other state?
No, you're going back to states. This is just time zones.
The four time zones in the continental U.S., which would mean that Alaska and Hawaii are not even eligible for this question.
Hawaii is the one.
Yes, but we're talking continental U.S. I don't want to get into what that means right
Jesus Christ. I forgot the question already.
All right, what
do you know what continental U.S. means?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But that's
I know
okay.
continental breakfast, but that's all I know, though.
All right, he's got his priorities in check, Allie. Johnny, what are the four time zones in the continental U.S.? Last chance, last answer. He says you will not know. I think Daniel's pretty much on his way to victory here, bud.
Northern, Pacific, Easterly, and Hawaii.
Okay, great.
I don't know. That was a tough one.
Thank you. Thank
that
you,
was
Daniel.
A real tough one.
Johnny, Eastern?
Eastern. That's what I meant to say. Eastern, not Easterly.
Easterly, Northerly.
Easterly, Southerly.
Central.
So I was close.
No.
Eastern and Central are kind of like close.
Eastern, Central, Mountain.
Mountain time?
And Pacific Standard.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look at this guy. Mind is blown. All right, moving on. It's Johnny Doesn't Know Time on K-Rock this morning. If you're just joining us, this man technically does not do drugs.
No, not at
all.
He
should start, though. Jesus.
But Johnny's not very well traveled, so it's not like he's experienced other time zones ever.
Yep.
Let's say hi to, speaking of Jesus, Jesus, welcome to K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning, sweet Dibs. The answer is no.
Okay, the answer is no.
Wait, let him cook really quick.
This guy's already locked in.
Right,
he's already answered no. Johnny, what falls through an hourglass to tell time? Will Johnny know what falls through an hourglass to tell time? You say no? You sticking with no, Jesus?
No.
Okay. Johnny, what falls through an hourglass to tell time?
Well, I know this because my beloved grandma used to watch Days of Our Lives every day.
Aww.
And in the intro, the guy would say, like sands through the hourglass.
So are the days of our lives.
Johnny got one. Sorry, Jesus. Aww. You went against Johnny. Shout out to Johnny's grandma.
Thanks, grandmas, grandma. And their soap operas.
Yeah. Johnny's grandma is 37 years old, I should point out.
Yep.
All right, Johnny, you got one. Here we go. Moving on now. If you fly, let's say hi to your contestant. This will be Joey in East L.A. who would like a piece of you.
Sausage Fest this morning.
Joey in East L.A. Welcome to Johnny. Usually the baddies come out in full force for Johnny Doesn't Know, but today it's all about the men. What's up, Joey?
Good morning. How are you?
Here
morning.
We go. Let's see if he gets this right. Everyone so far has gotten theirs right except for Jesus. Johnny, if you fly from L.A. to New York and leave at noon... Mm-hmm. What time do you arrive in New York, assuming your flight is exactly 5 hours? It's a five-hour flight. Listen to me. I'll say it again.
Pause, bro. Hold on. Wait. I need a piece of paper.
No.
Can I write this out?
Yes,
really
please do. This oh, please write it out and post this. So make sure the camera sees. Zoom in on his work.
Good. Jeez.
You are leaving at noon on a five-hour flight from L.A. to New York.
Mm-hmm.
What time will you arrive in New York?
Are you just drawing a picture of a plane?
Well, what kind of
what are you
that
drawing?
Was my next question. That was my question. I was like, what type of plane is it? Because the difference in size of the plane could get you there quicker or slower.
5 hours. Is the
oh my God.
Johnny, the flight is 5 hours. It doesn't matter if it's a 747 or a Cessna. It's a 5-hour flight. It's a five-hour flight. You leave at noon.
Is that the answer, 5 hours?
No, it takes you 5 hours to get there.
What
right?
time
you
is it?
You left at noon, so what time is it in New York when you land?
When you land. He's counting. He's got fingers out now.
Now he's out of fingers.
He's officially out of fingers.
So I have an answer.
It's Allie's biggest fear in the world. Go ahead. You have an answer. You ready?
Yeah, but what time do we land, though?
Is the question. What time do you land in New York?
5 hour flight, 3 hour time difference, though.
Huh?
Yeah, because.
Right.
Keep going.
They're like advanced. So, like, the 5 minus 3.
Go ahead.
Why are you minusing?
Allie, shut up.
Allie!
I'm sorry.
He's doing it right. Don't fool him.
So it's not 5 minus 3 or 3
Joey,
minus 5.
Joey, you said he would not know.
No.
So, all right. You still stand by that now that you hear him doing the work?
Yes.
Okay. Johnny, once again, I'll say it one more time for anyone just joining us now. You leave at noon. It's a 5 hour flight. Got a nice little tailwind. 5 hours. Captain says we're going to be landing in 5 hours in New York. The local time in New York will be what?
Damn. I need to call somebody for this.
No, you don't need to call anyone.
This is tough.
You don't need to call anyone.
Who would you call?
I don't know.
Any other human being?
Maybe 3 p.m.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3 hour time difference. Like, if we're flying, like, I don't know.
Johnny, you said all the right things, dude. You said all the right things.
5 minus 3?
No. Not that part.
Not that part or any of the other parts.
Joey, he doesn't know.
Can I get the math? What was the math again?
Johnny, you said it's a 5 hour flight and a 3 hour time change.
So that's the answer. Three hours?
Add 5 and 3.
8?
8 p.m.
We'll get there at 8 p.m. It's an 8 hour flight?
No, it's not.
It's a 5 hour flight.
Wait, you said I'm leaving at 12. I'm going to land in New York at 8 p.m.?
Because of the 3 hour time change.
The layover, right?
No,
there's a layover.
Dustin, we give Dustin the, I'm sorry, we give Dan and Pico Rivera.
We're still going on this game.
And we humanity a giant black eye.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. Johnny, at what time exactly does AM turn to PM? Will Johnny know this? Allie thought it was too easy of a question. Dan, will Johnny get this?
I actually have faith he'll know this. I'll say yes.
You say yes. All right, Johnny, at what time exactly does AM turn to PM?
Do you mean 12?
12 what?
AM to PM.
Yes, 12 what?
Well, it depends. Like AM or PM. What do you want to change to?
The question is...
Are you not listening?
What time does AM turn to PM?
12.
12 what?
I'm going to say one answer, but it's going to be wrong. I know it.
Klein, just let him...
It's 12. I know it's 12.
But 12.
As soon as it hits 12:00 a.m., then it goes to 12 to 1
p.m.
To 1 a.m. This isn't tricky, okay? This is really tough, actually. Yes.
Johnny. I love how you just run yourself into a circle and it's like a dog chasing his tail. Johnny, going, where am I?
At what time exactly? This is it. Last time I can ask it. Does AM turn into PM? 12 what?
12 a.m. Let's go 12 a.m. 12 a.m. I'm out of gas right now. This is so dumb. I'm down bad.
Somehow that's wrong. 12 noon. Noon.
Okay.
All right. Well, sorry, man. A lot of people got theirs right. Allie, which one of these people is going to go see the LA Kings courtesy of Johnny's brand?
Okay, hold on, Johnny. I got you to give me my
name.
That was Daniel got his. Mitchell got his. Joey got his.
All right. And... Joey,
congratulations. You're going to go see the LA Kings play some hockey courtesy of Johnny's brain, all right?
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, you got it, boss.
Thank you.
Enjoy, right, brother.
Now, Johnny, if the hockey game starts at exactly 7:15 p.m.
Okay.
And you leave Rancho Cucamonga at 6 p.m. and it takes you an hour to get there with traffic, what time will it be when you get there?
Time to go home because the game's going to be done by then.
Okay, what?
Great. All right. We
it takes 2 hours.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Goodbye. Hey, Rock, good morning.
Well, I was trying to get a hold of Johnny. I was going to explain time zones to him.
Hey, is this Blind Charlie?
It is. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Hey, Blind Charlie, what's up, bud?
Oh, nothing. I could just hear the confusion in Johnny's voice, and I just wanted to explain to him that when it's noon here, it's already 3 on the Eastern time zone, so I thought I might be able to explain it to him. I feel so bad for him that nobody's ever explained it to him.
It's the easterly time zone, Blind Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, easterly.
Is the reason you could hear the confusion in Johnny's voice because you have superhuman hearing because you're blind?
Yes, let's go with that. Why not? I'm really enjoying you guys on YouTube. You look great. By the way, I'm rolling my eyes with sarcasm.
Thank you, Blind Charlie. That means a lot coming from you.
That's our best review yet, and it's from a guy that can see 0% of 0%.
I don't care what form you guys are in. You're fantastic. Even on Odyssey, which I'm not going to go into, you're still great.
Right. Yes. Even a blind guy knows that app is messed up. All right, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. News you can't use.
Well, if you grew up during the age of AOL, I have some sad news for you. A voice that you knew, you loved, probably looked forward to hearing every single day, has now left this world. Seems this man, named Elwood Edward, is approaching heaven and saying,
"Welcome."
Because he has died. I think he was in his 70s. He was asked to record 4 lines when AOL first started all those years ago.
Probably made no money, too.
He made $200 for his work.
Unbelievable.
And this is his most famous 3-word sentence.
"You've got mail."
And I
still
have a visceral reaction hearing "You've got mail."
Yeah, a lot of people I hear have that like as their ringtone, or they have that as an alert on their phone because it's nostalgia, throwback to when it used to be cool and exciting.
And I always got so sad when I didn't hear "You've got mail" after I signed in.
Right.
I was like, man, nobody did nothing.
Yeah, they should have got him to record a 4th line. "You have no mail, loser."
Yeah, but then he also did "You've got pictures." That was when nudes just started.
Oh, when the nudes began.
Yeah, "You've got pictures." And it was like, oh, cool.
Little did he know that's what they would be used for. He probably thought,
do we ever have pictures now?
He thought, oh, this will be puppy dogs and flowers. He didn't realize it would just be dongs, nonstop dongs. That's what he should have said. "You got dongs."
So goodbye to Elward Edward.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, goodbye. Thank you. What a tribute. What a lovely tribute to that man. And you know what? That's kind of a cool way to go out, like, in the sense of, everyone knows that man. Like, you know, the impact he had.
But also, he could live his life.
Right.
You know.
Uninterrupted.
Probably wasn't, I don't even know if he was a wealthy guy doing other stuff. I don't really know anything about him other than that.
That's the thing.
But it's he's so beloved, you know. I mean, he's still going on Fallon and all this stuff.
Imagine
even when
if you were his postal carrier, you were his actual mail carrier, and you get to show up every day at his house and say, "You've got mail" to that guy? Oh, man.
We got to get that mailman on.
Get that person on. That's who I want to talk to. Where's that tribute?
Okay, so, Klein, you said earlier this week that your dream is to call a police chase, and another great one took place yesterday in Echo Park, and another female driver. I have noticed a lot of the most recent ones have been women, so we are upping the game, leaning in, as they say. But this one had something unique because of an unexpected visitor in the passenger seat. And this is a woman in the copter as well reporting on the chase.
A woman chase?
Yes.
Women on women
all
action.
All women.
Let me zoom in real quick. I want to say I see a dog. I see something there in the passenger seat. Do you guys see that?
Yes,
what looks like
a white
small dog?
Yes.
From what I can tell, that does look like a small dog that is in the passenger seat with her. Oh, don't do that. Oh, yeah.
I think she started to try and assault police officers when she said that.
That's why.
It's wearing a seatbelt, right?
It did appear that the dog was wearing a seatbelt.
Riveting.
All the women very, very concerned for the dog's safety.
That's no Stu Mandel. That's definitely no Stu.
I know. I think you could have done better, Klein.
Once again, I don't know
why. You gotta try it, man. I'm telling you. We gotta make some calls.
Well, listen, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but we did, after talking about Stu and my love, my goal to get into a chopper for a real pursuit, He did send a DM. I guess he heard it or someone,
oh, he did.
Someone
cool.
said that they heard of him being talked about on K-Rock. And he did send a DM, and I think he's going to join us later this morning.
And he said he gets paid in T-shirts.
He said he would happily come on the show and potentially bring me up in the chopper as long as we could get him a shirt. And I said, no
problem.
We got
some In-N-Out shirts here?
We got something. We don't have to be a K-Rock. Oh, we probably have some Smoke Flower shirts back there. We'll hook him up. Don't worry. That guy's going to be taken care of.
Yeah. And then another thing that is going away, something that was very popular in the 90s and 2000s during AOL time, is losing its luster, and unfortunately, bowling alleys are closing all over the place.
No.
Yes.
Bowling
it's happening
alleys.
At a very rapid rate, and it's unfortunate because all the news outlets are making jokes about it. Bowling alleys are on their last frame, and bowling alleys need to pick a lane and stick with it, otherwise they're going to be on the outs. But a lot of famous and very well-known bowling alleys continue to shut down across the country, and a big problem is, yes, business and things like that. People are doing other things, but also the real estate is getting so expensive, and bowling alleys need so much
space.
Need a lot of space.
Got to have a lot of lanes. Yeah. But I will say that bowling, if I remember growing up, and this is everything, right? But it used to be a cheap, affordable way to kill a couple of hours.
Oh my God, and my grandma would bring me to the bowling alley almost every single day, and I would just have a lane by myself, and I think it was like $10.
And
for
I
like
remember
6 hours.
Growing up, a lot of my birthday parties, my parents would be like, "What do you want to do for your birthday party?"
Bowling.
And I would say, anything other than bowling. And they would say, "Guess what? It's bowling." And I'd say, "I don't want to do a bowling party." And they go, "Well, we're doing it because you got two lanes and you got a bunch of things, and it was, you know, whatever, let's just say $50 for every single person." The price of bowling, I went recently.
It is crazy.
It has gotten, it has gotten absolutely unaffordable.
And it's only for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Or they're like, you pay by the game and it's like $20 a game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, dude, you're bowling. You know that, right?
Yeah, they have really figured out a way to jack those prices way up. And it makes it to the point where all of a sudden, I'm talking about ordering a few things, a few food things.
Yeah, little, same, a couple of beers.
Two rounds of bowling, and you're looking at, like, for a family of four to do that, like, north of $200. It's gotten crazy.
I will say, though, that some bowling alleys have amazing food.
Some do.
Randomly.
Yes.
It'll be
great,
like,
fries.
Whoa, yes, really, really good fries. But I also think that what ruined it was Cosmic Bowling. Once Cosmic Bowling came into play, it was like, whoa, everything glows in the dark.
Right.
Let's charge double.
Right.
And then I think it was like, well, why not charge double during the day, too?
Yep.
We could really make it. And so that ruined it. And then also, I think even though they were jacking up the prices, it was like the same balls from 50 years ago with like a zillion chips in them. And you can't really even bowl very well
also,
because the balls were so old
and
gross.
There was also the turf wars that would always take place between the casual recreational bowlers, which is most of us, and then the league bowlers
that
started taking it real seriously.
The ones that have that little rag where they have to clean their ball every time.
Yeah, they got that stupid
That's
glove
beer mug,
on.
By the way.
Really?
I believe it.
Yep, God,
yep,
so
totally.
Funny. Is he actually good, though?
I think he's not bad, actually. I think he's not bad.
I'm going to bet
he's a pretty good bowler.
I'm going to bet he's bad. I'm going to bet.
Well, that sounds like a challenge.
I bet he sucks and then blames the pins.
Yeah. I bet he misses his frames because he's completely late to the bowling. And he blames other things as well. All right, well, there you have it. There's your news for now. Sorry, RIP bowling. So much for our big rock and bowl tournament we were going to put together for 2025. It was our big plan. Oh, well. We'll give you some No Doubt now. Then we get into a brand new hour of the show, which we start next on K-Rock.